Sanctuary cities can protect undocumented immigrants from arrest and deportation. They're under attack by the Trump administration. And for more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, do California sanctuary laws protect immigrants in the second Trump era as they did in the first?
Yeah, they do. There's just a question about how it's being enforced and how the feds are going about it. Now, under California sanctuary laws, which have been held up, upheld by the Supreme Court, you know, cities and counties can refuse to participate in, let's say, ICE raids because immigration is a federal offense and it's up to the feds to enforce it. It's not up to the locals to enforce federal law. And they can bar, let's say, the use of squad cars or other personnel equipment. Jails and such like that for ICE as well. Well, what now we're seeing is the feds are moving into a different area. It's called, you know, information. They want information on people. And that's a little looser. That's a little looser. And there's no question about it that Donald Trump and his administration is targeting sanctuary states and sanctuary cities like California. They've hit hard in Los Angeles. And they're up in Sacramento, and it's only a matter of time before they're probably in the Bay Area as well. It's got local officials nervous because while some people say they don't want to share information, particularly people here that are undocumented or in jails and are about to be released, some sheriffs want that information given out because they want these people taken out. Others are saying, no, we're not going to. And that's where we're going to start seeing the tensions because Trump and company are saying we're going after it and we want the cities to cooperate. As a matter of fact, here's a list of things we want done.
Tell us about this example from South Sacramento at the Home Depot.
Well, okay, so like for example, in if you're here kind of sums up sanctuary. If let's say you're here undocumented and you get picked up for shoplifting or you get picked up for DUI or something like that, and you go to your process through jail, they're not going to ask you for your citizen status. They're barred from doing that under the sanctuary law. So that's that. You'd be in, you'd be processed, you'd be released. If you're standing outside of a Home Depot and ICE shows up, you're here illegally, they have a right to arrest you or take you in right then and there. So in other words, directly the feds can do things, indirectly is the question. And that's where there is some tensions. For now, example, local law enforcement is supposed to cooperate for serious crimes. If somebody's being held on a serious crime, you can turn them over to the feds. Now, the question is, and the state prison system cooperates as well. But the question is, on that, is what's a serious crime? There's an example in Amador County where somebody was picked up, arrested for stealing copper wire, okay? Is that a serious crime? A lot of people would say no, except for in this case, the copper wire was the connecting for the county's 911 emergency call system, and they knocked it all out. That's serious. So there's interpretations to be done here, but it's going to be challenged in courts. We're going to see it back and forth. We're going to see the National Guard. We saw that in Los Angeles being brought in. We saw the Marines being brought in to assist with ICE. That's federal and federal. But overall, picking people up outside the Home Depot is not popular. It's not polling well across the country. So while we're going to have court fights over this sanctuary city, we're also going to have fights about it in the court of public opinion. It's one thing to be pulling people out of jails. It's another thing to be pulling them off the streets.
Thanks, as always, Phil Mateer.